We are joined this morning by Dr. Simone Wilds, infectious disease physician out of South Shore Health in Weymouth, Massachusetts. And Dr. Wilds, we appreciate you offering your insight especially as we've made our way through this pandemic. But for folks who are now vaccinated, they may think that it's full steam ahead. Is that the case? Because we are hearing conflicting information.
Shannon, good morning, and thanks for having me. I want to really reiterate the message that even though you've been fully vaccinated, you still have to continue to do certain things in public, such as wearing your mask, continue to practice social distancing, and avoiding large crowds. And the reason is that, you know, we know vaccines are effective, but they're not 100%. And as we study more data to see, you know, if the vaccinated people can still spread the virus, we still have to take precautions until more data is available.
And, you know, Dr. Wilds, as we also talk about taking those steps, you know, as far as those that are vaccinated, what is the likelihood of getting COVID once vaccinated or even, you know, kind of being that asymptomatic carrier that we've, you know, talked so much about over this past year and spreading it, although you've gotten the shot?
Well, you know, the key to that question is, you know, can you still get COVID after vaccinated? And remember, you know, the vaccines are not 100%, and so you can still get COVID after the vaccine. So, you know, I think some people think, well, I've had the vaccine, I'm safe, I can do what I want, but absolutely not. We want you to continue practicing those measures because we have seen cases of individuals who do get infected. Although I will say the cases are usually milder, but, you know, it still does happen.
And what does this mean as far as the future for vaccinations? Is this going to be something like we see with the flu season that we have to, you know, or urge to get a COVID vaccine every year for whatever variant or different strain starts to pop up?
Andrew, I think, you know, we're waiting to see what is going to be the final outcome with it. We're gathering data. You know, as you mentioned, you know, the flu, we know it's once a year. But for some vaccines, like the measles, mumps, and rubella, usually it's lifelong. You know, you get it once, you don't really need to get it again. We don't know where COVID vaccine is going to fall. I think with the variant, there is a strong possibility we might need a booster, but I will say let's just wait and see.
So when people like, for instance, Colorado's governor has been on the news talking about the All-Star Game happening in mid-July, far past the time when most Americans will be getting fully eligible and access to the COVID vaccine. So when he talks about having a fully packed baseball stadium, is that, even with people who are vaccinated, is that considered a safe or is it considered a super spreader event?
First question, is it an open space?
Outdoor,
or is it
right.
Like outdoor? I mean, outdoors, we know that the transmission rates are lower. So, you know, we are definitely less concerned, but, you know, we still don't want large crowds of people gathering. However, you know, I don't know how things are going with the vaccine rollout in Colorado, but, you know, if we have a lot of people vaccinated and we're up to herd immunity, I think it's definitely reasonable to have such a function. But if we're not there yet, if we have lots of variants spreading, then I think things really change when we get to that point.
Okay. It's like you said, a very evolving science, and studies are still going on to find out what the vaccine is going, how it's going to perform against these variants and how long the immunity will last that we're granted from getting those vaccines, whether it's the two dose or the one dose. Dr. Simone Wilds, infectious disease physician out of South Shore Health in Weymouth, Massachusetts, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Be safe and be well. Bye-bye.